57 KLAC and a classic from George Hamilton IV. It's 8:44 now and time for a commuter update with Tammy Trujillo. Tammy?
And we're talking about nuts.
Nuts on the freeway.
Apparently, nobody wants to look at these nuts anymore. This update's brought to you by Gourmet Pride. They extended the cigarette stand until noon on the eastbound 210 freeway. Staying on the way to the westbound Santa Monica, still clearing an accident from the right-hand shoulder. A stop-and-go trip this morning from the Ventura Freeway all the way into East L.A. Then there's the Long Beach, southbound 710 at 3rd Street. Latest in a series of crashes in that area. That one's clearing now on the right-hand shoulder. The South Long Beach Freeway is not good. It is bad from the 60, staying busy right across the 5. The northbound side's been keeping pace with it, with still a very slow drive from the 91. Once you taste Gourmet Pride, you'll never settle for ordinary soup again. Gourmet Pride soup, it's now only 65 cents. At Vons. Vons, finally, a store that works. I'm Tammy Trujillo. We'll have another commuter update in minutes on 57 KLAC.
Tammy, a can a week. That's all we ask.
Oh, well, we're not going to have any for years now.
I'm sorry. That's what the Almond Association... Is it the
That's
Almond
right.
Association? That's what they say. They're going to be happy about this. We'll get more in the can full.
How fast is 130 miles per hour?
Tuesday and Thursday evenings on TNN.
This week, Dinah talks to Danny Thomas. Check your local listings for details. The weather for Los Angeles and Orange County, some high clouds this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon and cooler, though, with highs in the lower 80s. High in the valley areas, mid-80s to lower 90s, and lows tonight in the lower 60s. It's now 78 in Burbank at 71 in Monterey Park, 75 in Anaheim, and 77 at 57 KLAC. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Steve Allen.
Not too sure that I'm still over you.
It's 8:50 now, 57 KLAC, and checking on news headlines. Today is the day for some interesting court appearances, huh?
Well, Jim Baker's already on the stand in North Carolina. And he has said a few interesting things. We'll be updating that at the top of the hour.
He's on the stand, not under it.
Yes, he is on the stand. Also coming up at the top of the hour, Stan, fears of a statewide outbreak of hepatitis, the mayor's new legal trial.
Jiffy Lube will buy you a Carl's Jr. Western Bacon Cheeseburger with the purchase of a 14-point oil change while supplies last.
It's 8:53 now at 57 KLAC. I'm Stan Campbell, and coming up right after news, we have Steve Allen, and he's here already. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, Stan. Nice to see you.
Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here bunkhousing the old sagebrush on the corral.
Authentic
Western, you can see.
You were telling me just a moment ago about your country roots back in, was it Chicago? You listened to the WLS Smart Dance.
Some of them in a cigar box down in my car, as a matter of fact. No, I spent a few years in Arizona. And as a kid in Chicago, I used to listen to the old WLS Barn Dance, which
I remember.
Classic country going back to the 1930s.
So we can talk about that and some other things coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. Steve Allen will be here. We also want to talk about the book, Murder on the Glitter Box. I got to just before Chasen's. We'll explain that later. 8:54.
From the mall.
8:57 and 57 KLAC. A free trip to Waikiki every weekday morning beginning next Thursday from KLAC.
Right on, I'm still in love with you.
It's 9 o'clock at 57 KLAC, Los Angeles. And time for news at Marcy Levinson. First, a commuter update with Tammy Trujillo and John Quinlan.
Stan, the nuts are gone. This update's brought...
That's Dan Seals and Bop. 9:10 at 57 KLAC. Good morning, I'm Stan Campbell, and it's finally Friday. And Steve Allen is finally here after... We tried it once and didn't quite make it, but you're finally here and glad to have you.
Yes, I'm happy to be here, Stan. I miss seeing Tammy Trujillo. You don't meet too many Trujillos named Tammy.
No, you don't. I'm
obviously a mixed marriage, but long may she wave.
I was reading your bio, which is almost as thick as your book.
As my head.
You've done everything.
Yes, and watch your step or I'll do something here.
It's amazing some of the things. You've also been in radio, so that's
got my start in radio. As a matter of fact, I was doing recently some writing about talk shows, and I made the point, in all seriousness, that those of us, this includes Johnny Carson, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, Dick Cavett, Jack Parr, those of us who came through radio had a big advantage when it came to hosting a talk show, because you get a lot of practice moving your mouth, whether you know what you're talking about or not. Whereas guys who come out of nightclubs and do nothing for a living but, 59 great jokes or an imitation of Ronald Reagan or whatever, that's marvelous, and we need more of them, but it's not perfect training for talk show hosting.
Well, you know, I went to a broadcaster's seminar one time where they talked about doing morning shows, for instance, and they compared it to stand-up comics, where, as you say, a stand-up comic can have the same 57 jokes and go on the road for 10 years with it.
Right.
Where in radio, you have to have a new act every day.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's great training for, again, doing that interview sort of thing.
We want to talk about your book. I would like to talk about your book.
I will not prevent it.
Okay. The book is called Murder on the Glitter Box, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Up to the point where you were about to go to Chasen's.
Oh, you're near the end.
Near the end.
Yes.
But I didn't want to give it away because I have a big mouth and I'm liable to slip and say who the killer was. But
yeah.
I was going to ask you who's trying to kill you. But you can't tell me that.
I can't tell you that. That would contribute to the solution of the case. But for those who think we're just kidding, because I tend to kid about a lot of stuff, it's a real book and the title really is Murder on the Glitter Box. It's a murder mystery, a whodunit, as they used to call them. And the story, briefly, is that a famous late-night talk show host is off his program for a week or two under somewhat mysterious circumstances. I am asked to fill in for him, as I have in reality over the years, for Johnny and for Merv Griffin and Dick Cavett and others. And in my first night on the air, one of the guests suddenly falls off the couch and is dead. Now, that did happen in reality. It happened on the Dick Cavett show. But in this case, in my novel, the fellow's been poisoned, so we have to find out who done it.
Well, let's continue this in just a few moments.
Don Hazelton was reading the...